Okay, our friends. So today it is fall. The leaves are falling, and so are the other things, like acorns. So today's story will be all about that very thing. Have you seen my acorn? That's the name of the story. And so today's story, Have You Seen My Acorn, is written by D.K. Ryland. And I will, of course, post the link to get this book on my Amazon affiliates page so you can grab this book and follow along because you don't want to miss it. It's so much fun. Today's story is read by Mommy. And who are you? What are we calling you, kid? Cutie McJones. Frankie McGigglepants. Schnickle Fritz? Is that your name? I nailed it. Mommy and Schnickle Fritz are here. What? Oh, okay. Schnickle Fritz is a very fat cat, for those of you who maybe didn't know. Meow, he says. Well, Schnickle Fritz, I've got a story for you, but don't try to eat it. Okay? Promise? Okay. Here we go. Squirrel dug and dug, but he couldn't find it, which could only mean one thing. Someone took his acorn. And we see him, and he looks over, and he says,
Did you take my acorn? I buried it right here.
To the deer. And the deer says, Oh no, I would never. But are you sure it hasn't sprouted into...
Sorry, deer, no time to talk. I must find my acorn.
Squirrel scurried off until he smelled something sour.
Did you take my acorn? I buried it right by your den,
says Squirrel to the skunk.
Me? Never. I may stink, but my morals don't. You do know that acorns can grow into a...
No time for chit-chat, skunk. I'm right in the middle of my search.
Squirrel scampered along until he came to Raccoon's hideout.
Did you take my acorn? I know you like to steal food.
Listen, kid. I can rummage through trash cans in the city for 5-star meals. Why would I want to steal your lousy acorn?
You sure haven't seen anything growing where you buried your... I really must skedaddle, Raccoon. I'm sure you understand.
I feel like they're all trying to tell him something. Mm-hmm. What do you think they're trying to tell him? I think they're trying to tell him something. We'll have to see what. Just then, Squirrel heard a rat tat tat up in the tree. Maybe Woodpecker had taken it.
Did you take my acorn? I know you like nuts.
Not me. I mostly stay in this oak tree. If you buried it, it may have turned into...
Apologies, Woodpecker. I really must get a move on.
Before Woodpecker could respond, Squirrel found himself face to face with Fox.
Sorry to bother you, Fox. Have you happened to see my acorn?
Well, let's see. Well... It definitely did not grow into a tree. Actually, it probably rolled right into this log. How about you step inside to check?
Squirrel, do not go into that log with that fox.
No. I really must be going. Thank you, though.
Squirrel backed away from Fox very slowly. which is very smart. Because foxes eat things like squirrels. And that's when he heard,
"Hoo, hoo, hoo. I have seen the acorn, you sick squirrel. But it is no longer an acorn. In fact, it has grown into something small and fragile, but one day will be a mighty and strong, well, something that will provide shelter and food for creatures big and small."
Are you sure we're talking about the same acorn?
Quite sure. In fact, your acorn is right in front of you.
And in the picture, Squirrel looks down. There is a sprouted tree there, right? And there's also a hole where he had been looking for his acorn. And he looks at it and he's a little bit confused. And the owl, which if you didn't guess, that's what that is. It's an owl. Says,
"Yes, right there. You see, your acorn has sprouted into a... Wait, no. Too far. Look right behind you."
The squirrel is not the smartest squirrel. He's kind of looking around and he doesn't see the sprouted tree.
"Oh dear, don't look at the deer. Oh, good gracious, it's literally right next to..." Hoo-hoo,
says the owl, because a new fresh acorn has plumped out of the tree, bonked onto his head, and plow on to the ground where the squirrel sees it and points to it and says, "Oh, here it is. Thanks, owl." Squirrel was so happy to be reunited with his acorn, he promised to always keep it safe. So he buried it. And I feel like he's probably going to be very, very disappointed when he realizes it's gone again. Very soon, don't you think? Mm-hmm. Yes, poor squirrel. He does not understand the life cycle, does he, of a plant? Well, he'll have to go to school, squirrel school, where he will learn these things. Wouldn't you agree, my fluffy kitty? Yeah. And that, my good friends, is the end. That too.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.